This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, are you ready to do this?
I think I am.
All right, Kyle Bailey in here, keeping track of Shannon Sebastian on episode number one of your Q. This has been a long time coming.
Yes, it has. We're really excited. So we've been working on it for about 2 months and just really excited to finally launch and be here and doing this today. So thank you for hanging out with us.
So what's your idea of what you're hoping to accomplish with this program every week?
So the premise behind the show is Your Q, which the CUE stands for Celebrating, Uplifting, and Educating. We are hoping to just bring lightness into what seems like a kind of a dark time. And so we want to celebrate all the things amazing, unique, and wonderful about Douglas County by having the citizens share stories and events that are happening around that we can talk about and celebrate. The uplifting part is bringing in stories that just renew your faith and your soul and that really just touch who we are as human beings and realize that even though we can't be together in person maybe sometimes right now, that we're still together in spirit and just try to lift everybody up. And the educating part is we'll have different programs about things in the area that we can attend, we can learn more about in depth, such as charitable events or organizations that are out there to help people that they may not know about. And I've found that quite frequently when talking with some of my clients that there's programs available to them that they're not even aware of. And so we just kind of want to spread the words on some of those. So that's what we're here for.
So tell us about your background and what you do.
So I am an insurance broker, and I've been doing that for just about 14 years. And I specialize in Medicare primarily, even though I do group and individual and different lines. But that's kind of my passion. And I love working with the senior citizens of our area. I'm actually licensed in 3 states, but and getting together and helping them make the best choice and selection for theirs. So that's what I do as a day job. But my favorite title is Mom and Nana. And so I have 3 wonderful boys and 2 grandsons. So I'm waiting on a girl, hint, hint, if my kids are listening.
I was a little concerned there because you looked my way when you said you work with senior citizens. And I'm not there.
No. Just got a little salt and pepper action going there, Kyle, but you're good.
Okay, I'm just a little concerned. Rumors start in the community sometimes when people say that. So, okay. So where did this, you talked about all these things you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. How long have you sort of had an idea about trying to find something like this to do?
Actually, it's happened kind of over the last 6 weeks. So it's happened rather quickly. I was approached about potentially doing a show with a gentleman, Brady Winters, great guy. And so we were brainstorming and talking about different things. And then it kind of just grew into this idea. And so we felt like it's really the time that people are craving positive, wonderful, uplifting stories, and this is what we wanted to bring. And so I went to Alan Painter, who owns Premier Insurance, to get his blessing on it before I put myself on the radio, since I do work at the agency. And he said, that's exactly what we stand for. That's what this office is about a family feeling and about uplifting people and about doing good deeds. And I could brag on him all day about the wonderful things he does in our community. And I probably will do that in a couple weeks when I have him on. And so just his example, especially during the fires and what I witnessed him and the ladies in the office doing for the people calling in panic mode, wondering if their house was okay or did they have enough coverage, and just putting people's mind at ease, going out and helping people gather up their animals and their special belongings and things like that. It just really renewed my soul and my spirit in society today to witness that. And I felt very blessed to actually be there, even though it was a time of tragedy. I was blessed that I got to be in that office and witness the efforts by the staff and by Alan, and it really did renew my soul. So now I'm here to spread that. Let's renew some souls.
So as this evolves, you've got some ways for people to connect with you.
Yes. So this show is actually, we would love to get feedback from the listeners and from the citizens if they have any topics. We actually did do a quick thing on rants and raves and asked people if they were what they would be interested in listening to, and got some wonderful feedback. So we would love people to go to our Facebook page, which is Your Cue, C-U-E, stands for Celebrating, Uplifting, and Educating, and give us your ideas. You can also email us at yourcue@siradio.com.
BCI.
I always want to put an S in there, probably for Shannon. So that's Your Cue, C-U-E, at bciradio.com, and you can send us your emails, and we will actually listen to what is put out to there, some of the suggestions, and try to bring that to fruition. So this is kind of us being the catalyst, but we just really want that fuel from the community to tell us what they want to hear about.
So where do we begin this adventure today?
So we get to, I'm pleased and excited to begin this adventure with a wonderful new business to Douglas County. And we have Mary Bartram Stone here from the 1257 Boutique on Harvard. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how they got started and all the wonderful things that they have to offer. It really aligns with the premise of the show, was celebrating, uplifting, and educating, because they kind of contain all those aspects in their business.
So let's find out more about Mary.
So Mary, will you tell us about your business and how you got started with Deborah?
Absolutely. And thank you, Kyle, first off, for being here. Salt and pepper, hair and all. And Shannon, for the opportunity, because this is amazing. There's just so many things in this community that need to be celebrated, and I am thrilled to be a part of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We are the 1257 Boutique, obviously. Deborah Ho and I, who are very, very good friends, came up. You know, you talk about things just happening.
Right.
If you would have told me a year and a half ago that this was something that I would be doing, I would have kind of laughed. But things just aligned. Everything came into place. And we found this wonderful location and decided we wanted to expand on what at the time was just some online, that we were strictly online with our t-shirt sales, and our boutique was everything was online. So we had the opportunity to bring it into a retail setting so we could have a brick and mortar store. So that was exciting. We incorporated the boutique side of it with a salon, and then we have a screen printing business in the back. So it's a full thing, a full gambit. Very thrilled at what happened. The scary part, of course, was we took the keys to our building on March 20th, 2020, when the world was shutting down. And we honestly didn't know what to expect. We didn't know where it was going to go. But, you know, buckle down, heads down, go forward. Those were our choices. So that's what we did.
So one of those white knuckle moments where you're like, okay, I was going to do this, and now that it's here.
Like, well, because we take what comes and we make the best of it, right?
Right. And you absolutely have. I mean, I love your Facebook Lives that you do. They're always so inspiring. And just what you have in the store and how you've chose the items that you choose to sell in your store. Honestly, it just speaks volumes to that. You know, a lot of local products. You have local vendors in there.
We do have local vendors. Both Deborah and I are natives here to Douglas County. So that's where it has, when you have so much history and so deep roots, right? You're embedded in this community. It just seems right to be a bigger integral part of it. So that's where this also, you know, came into be. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of our ideas for our designs from the clients themselves, from the community itself. And that actually is what has spearheaded many of the charitable things that we have done in the community as well. It's like you see a need and we have the ability to jump in rather quickly and get some things done. So it's been one of those things we're just very, very thankful for.
I know when we had talked about you know, your business beliefs and something like that. The charitable piece was actually a really important part, like a crucial part of your business.
Absolutely. I have worked in business since before I can remember. And the last 15 years has been in business consulting on my side before I got into the boutique world. But one thing that was always first and foremost is if you are a business owner of any sort, part of that has to be giving back. Because we are being given to from the community already. If they're supporting us, we have to be able to give back. So I know personally that's a very, very big part of what we do. And so like I said, when we took the keys to our building in March of 2020, we were fortunately, because we were small, we were able to open our doors the end of July. Very soft opening. We opened the doors. We thought, okay, we're going to test the water. We're going to see what this is like. Then came August. And as we all know, then came September and our crazy wildfire season.
Right. It's devastating.
It stopped everything. I mean, and it did. Being a business that is directly on Harvard, I mean, we are our front windows. We get to see traffic every day. We see people every day. Mm-hmm. And it's like the minute the fires came in, it was scary. It was almost like a ghost town. Things just stopped. And you knew that people were not just in town, but they were out helping other people. Mm-hmm. So we immediately thought, what do we do? How do we help? We can't just sit here and do nothing. So Deborah and I and our designer, Matthew, put our heads together and came up with a Small Town Proud. To me, that really encompassed what Douglas County is.
100%.
It is.
I love it.
We have so much faith and belief in our community and so much support. And that has been proven time and time again through anything that has happened in this community.
Right.
So we put together our Small Town Proud line that consisted of t-shirts and sweatshirts and tote bags and said, listen, people, this is what we can do. Any of this line that is purchased, we're creating a fund for Archie Creek, which at the same time was so cool because Abby Murphy was out putting together her fund for Archie Creek. And so it just kind of came together. And at the end of every month, we would send her a check and say, listen, put this to your fund.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Small Town Proud, even though the wildfires died down, there is still so much to recover from. And anybody that has taken a drive up 138 knows how just heart-wrenching it is. It's still there. And we know that Small Town Proud isn't just Archie Creek, right? There is so much more to it. So we continue to have that going. So we have our little nest egg now that if there is anything in the community, we can jump even quicker next time to help out. So that's just a continuation all the time.
And that's something that I think there's something so unique about your shop. And to me, it's the feel, like when I hear you on your live feeds, and it's this hometown girls with hometown products supporting their hometown. I mean, what about that can't you love? I mean, that should just be a recipe for instant success. COVID, get out of their way because they got big things coming. Come on.
So true. A little corny on the side. You know, it's hometown with a little bit of corny sauce. It's just us being real. And the people that come in, we absolutely love to talk to. The stories that come in, the people, the connection, which actually led to what we're doing currently with the Miss Douglas County Teen Program.
I know, it's so exciting. It's all organic.
Oh my gosh, like I say, all these things happen.
Right.
And you know, any business owner knows people come in asking for donations all the time. Will you support us? Will you sponsor us? And smart businesses have to say, okay, we have a limit, right? There's only so much we can do, which everybody does.
There's a budget.
There is a budget. And then 2 weeks ago, a sweet little girl walked in the door with her form. And I'm like, oh, you kind of get that. Oh, I want to help. And Sienna walked in. And she talked to me about the Miss Douglas County Teen Program. And I thought, oh, good for you. You know, she was so brave. She came in. She talked. And she was two steps away from me when I read her paper. And her platform is body positivity.
Gives me the chills.
Only because you know.
I know, I do know, but look at me. I got to make it through the first episode without crying or I'm going to get major grief.
I seriously said, stop, come back here right now. I turned around, too scared. I said, no, you don't understand. Because in January, our boutique launched what we call the I Am Unashamed line. Mm-hmm. It is a women's activewear line that strictly is... It honestly, it started just as a way to support women, right? that we are who we are. We've made the decisions in our life to, and that's led to where we are. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about how, you know, we just have to stand up and say, you know what, I'm me. I have to be me, and I am unashamed of who I am. So much went into that. So much went into the words that we put and pulled together for our logos and our word, our everything. It was just amazing. And then when Sienna, when I read that on her paper, that her platform was body positivity, the world stopped. And I immediately contacted Angie. Well, I stopped back. I contacted Deborah first, but before I even got the words out of mouth, she said yes. And here we are. I contacted Angie Painter the next day, and I said, Angie, guess what? Can we do this? We want to sponsor the Team Fitness program. We want to outfit your girls in unashamed t-shirts and leggings so they can mm-hmm. do their fitness portion. And we just want them to know that we hear them, that they are important, and above all else, they are worthy of who they are right here at this moment.
So much.
And it's just like, it felt so right. When we developed this line, there was automatically a scholarship side of it, because there's just a small portion of every single unashamed piece that will go into a scholarship fund for a graduating girl in Douglas County. Mm. This was just taking it one step further. You know, we have to support these girls. We have to let women know where they are now to be accepted, but we also have to let girls and young women know so they can understand at an earlier point in their life that they are important, mm-hmm. that they absolutely. Are enough. They're absolutely beautiful in who they are, and we aren't told that enough.
Right.
We're all broken, mm-hmm. but you know what? You can be beautifully broken at the same time.
Oh. See, gonna, this is what I'm talking live.
Yeah, we're going to find out more when we come back. It's time for a break. This is Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Back soon on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon 4:25, the afternoon report ahead at 5 with Douglas County's news team. This is Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian. That's hard to say.
Apparently.
On News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We'll come up with a nickname or something, Kyle. So, we are here with Mary Bartram Stone from the 1257 Boutique. And when we left off, Mary, we were talking about Sienna coming in from the Miss Outstanding Teen program for Miss Douglas County, and her platform of body positivity and how that touched you guys. So I kind of wanted you to elaborate on where that went when you talked with Angie.
Oh, this was it. Like I said, this was one of those moments that snowballed so quickly. We didn't want to just supply the girls with a shirt and leggings to do their fitness. We wanted to make it personal. So we allowed each girl, and Angie says she interviewed each girl to talk about, you know, what makes them who they are. Mm-hmm. And so each girl was allowed to come up with a word that described them. And so Angie brought us back the list that these are the words that the girls would like on the back of their t-shirts when they're doing their fitness routine program. And I looked down this list, and I mean, admittedly, these girls are between the ages of 13 and 17. So it's a very, very, very difficult time in a young woman's life. It really is. You're confused.
Developmental.
You're developing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're pulled in so many directions. And I look over this list of words that these girls came up with to describe themselves. Mm-hmm. And they were bold. They were kind. They were empowered. They were inspiring. I mean, those are their words, not mine. Mm. So to think that they knew that enough about themselves, and even I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If we can make them feel that way today, and then we can help them feel that way tomorrow, and maybe not every single day, but down the road they can look back and say, I am bold. I may have forgot that for a moment, but I am bold. I am enough. I am inspiring. I am kind. And mm-hmm. those words that touch the heart of those girls right now, and hopefully 5, 10, 15 years down the road, they can still remember that's who they are and then build on them to become even stronger and more giving and wonderful women in the society.
Well, I'm really excited. I'm going to help with their judges chair for that event. But I haven't had any contact with any of these young ladies, and I've been retired for a while from the program. So I'm really excited when they come out for fitness to watch and look at these words and
yes.
And just think about that from your perspective as well. Like, that young lady chose that word for herself,
right.
And just the power of that, I think, is going to be really special. It's definitely adding an element to my day when I'm out there that I'm
really
looking forward to.
Well, we definitely hope it goes over well, and we hope that we can continue to do this for the girls year after year. Yeah. It's just something that in my heart I know is the right thing to do.
Well, I just love the unashamed line altogether, and then after talking with you and getting to know a little bit more about why it was created and everything like that, because before we were connected with each other and started talking, I had a post from one of my friends, Mindy Hunt, and she was celebrating, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to boast here. So maybe her 100th time on the Peloton, it might have been 50, I don't know, but I love her and she's amazing. And she had that shirt on and, you know, glistening from her workout. And it was just like, even that picture of her and saying how proud she was of herself for
right.
completing this goal or, you know, reaching this, it spoke to me. And then to hear about,
right.
you know, the premise behind it was so cool.
It is. It's one of those things, and unashamed in what we do in our lives. And it can be, we talked about that as far as the body side, the mental side, the heart side. And it can be as something as so simple as, I spent all day this weekend binge watching Netflix. But do it unashamed. It was your choice. You did it. Don't feel guilty for it. It was your choice.
Right.
And you have so many women making decisions in their lives. Maybe they're walking away from relationships that were terrible. Maybe they're walking mm-hmm. away from a job and never knowing what's on the other side. But they're having the strength and the confidence to do that. They need to do that unashamed. But to couple with that, we as other women need to support them every step of the way.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, with last month, March, even though it was just yesterday, but last month sounds good, was, you know, National Women History
yes,
Month.
Yes, it
and
was.
About empowering women. And
yes.
And I think that the person that can empower a woman sometimes the most is the sister woman.
Absolutely.
You know, we gain more from that support from, you know, our female sisters than we do, I think, a male. I mean, for at least me, that's who touches my heart. You know, when somebody kind is saying something to me, it's nice, and I receive it either way. But there's something really cool about women empowering women.
I agree completely.
So we're like-minded on
we're
that.
We're like-minded.
with that, and it's wonderful. Okay, so one of the things through looking at your bio and stuff when we were talking about the show was you and your business partner, Deborah, have these two beautiful children who will potentially, or not potentially, they are engaged and they're getting married.
That's right.
And so you are connected in a multitude of ways.
We are connected. We talk about that small town proud and that small town connection. But yes, Deborah's oldest daughter, Allison, who is also a part of Unashamed, and she helped develop the line as well.
Oh, I love that.
It's so cool. I mean, we could talk for an hour over the connections in this boutique and the women and the people involved in it, and even the men and the mm-hmm. family that's behind it. But Allison is engaged to my oldest son, Christopher, and they'll be getting married in October of 2022.
See, it's just... And to not... I mean, you met her through their relationship.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like, not like that existed first
right.
and then the kids. So
right.
it's, again, the back to the organic thing. And that's one thing that we've talked about the show, everything that's happened with, you know, us doing the show and hosting the show and sponsoring the show with Premier Insurance Group is that it's been really organic. And it kind of just feels like divine intervention is in there somewhere, because even when you sometimes want to backpedal and go, maybe I'm not ready for this. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. It's kind of like the Lord's like, nope, hold on, sister. Here we go. You're all in a bag of chips. So
like
you
the
go
flashing
for it.
Light that you have to, you can't avoid. It's like, okay, here it is again.
Right. So I just love that organically, this is how your business has also come about.
Absolutely.
But one of the other things you had mentioned was that you had kind of been just drawn to being in business and a business owner since age 16. Is that right?
I've always had, some people have their head in the clouds. My head's just always kind of been in business. I have a standing joke with my husband that he fortunately married someone who likes business rather than buying shoes, because I just immerse myself in business and the culture and the people I talk to and how to make businesses better. That's always where my line of work was. Whether it's an online business or an offline business or whatever it is, I just work with business owners or have, mm-hmm. to make it better, to find ways to reach more audiences, to find ways to increase what they have. So, yeah, business head, that's where I'm at.
And, well, and just the entrepreneurship.
Exactly. Well, that runs in my family.
Right.
that we couldn't escape.
That gene is strong.
It's very strong.
So it's like, that's not a bad gene to have in your DNA, honestly. So, and then here you are, you have this toolkit where you've always been helping other people before you did this. And now you have your own toolkit to bring out and
absolutely.
Put all your applications into place. And so anyway, I'm just really thrilled for that. And I hope that people are inclined to go and support your business. You have to come back and we have to touch base on this and just see where this takes off, because I'm really excited to hear if where it all is.
Well, and that's the funny thing, because people will just, they'll stop by and say, well, I saw this boutique. And I mean, Kyle said the same thing. I keep seeing it across the street, because we're right across the street from Pete's on mm-hmm. on Harvard. And we just don't know what you are. I had someone come and say, are you a pharmacy? And I said, nope.
Okay.
And then other people will come in and say, oh, you just sell t-shirts. I'm like, no. And it's, but once you step foot in the door and you can look around and you can talk to us, here's the funny thing, is we spend so much time sampling fabrics. We want to make sure that everything we put out there is passed our test of comfort.
Mm.
It's casual. I mean, we're
a volunteer for that.
You can come volunteer.
I'm such a touchy-feely
person
with fabric.
You know what? We spend so much of our time out in the world, but mm-hmm. in our town, we are a casual town. And I don't want to see pajama pants in the store anymore. I want people to at least be casual and look nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, this whole, the realm of, t-shirts, of course, and, long sleeve and short sleeve and nicer and all these different things and leggings and joggers and bags and our apothecary line, which Allison manages through her business, carries her hand soaps and chapsticks and lotions and bar soaps and candles, and then there's so much more. And we've, like you said, we invited in other vendors, so we have several vendors in our store who also have businesses in town. So it's just incorporating so many different people into one spot.
So I've mentioned a couple times already about your lives, because you on Facebook Live, Mary will go through the store and hold up some of the fun things, and I always find myself giggling one time or another, like Funky Bunky Baby.
Funky
is,
Bunky Baby.
I found myself just saying that a couple times quick
just
the other day.
Just rolls off the tongue, right? Because you're a Funky Bunky Baby. That's our baby line, our baby and toddler line is Funky Bunky Baby.
It's so cute.
It's just fun.
But I can tell when you pick things up, you are touching them. So now I'm going to look for that.
Oh, yes.
I can't help it. But the other thing is, yesterday... Okay, so I'm going to start talking about that.
Okay.
So yesterday.
And you know what? Let's do that when we come back.
Let's do it.
All right, taking a break now. This is your cue, Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Back in a few on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, it is 4:40. The afternoon report at 576 degrees right now, which means we're tied for the hottest day of the year so far. Starting off with your cue, Shannon Sebastian, and more here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you, Mary. So when we left off, I was caught between Kyle and Mary, and it came out Carrie.
I got you. It's all good.
So there we go with that. We were talking about your live feed yesterday, and then talking with you this morning, I was like, so you kind of hinted around there was some pretty cool special things happening at your store in the month of April, and today being April 1st, I said, are you going to spill your beans? So, Mary, the question is, are you going to spill your beans?
Wait, I can always fall back on April Fool's, right?
You can.
Okay, but I won't. I'm not a prankster. But yes, I kind of did. I get so, it's funny during the lives. Deborah is camera shy, so she'll do the production side of it, and I'm like, okay, you do that. I can say whatever I want on front of the camera, and I can't take it back because it's live.
So true.
And so some things kind of come out of my mouth probably that, like, oh, shoot. But we had decided long ago that for April we wanted to do something different. We've done many different raffles or giveaways or different promotions in our store because, you know what? We want people to know about us. We want to get them excited. The people that do come in and visit us, I think they like what they get. They tend to come back, so that's always a good sign.
Great sign. That's a great sign.
We like our
repeat customers.
Repeat customers are the way to go. That's what builds your business. So kind of in honor of that, we decided, okay, here's the beans, all of it, right?
I'm ready.
You sure? So this month, it's actually, I'm not even going to take it the whole month. I'm just going to do April 1st through April 10th.
Oh,
okay.
This has got to be good.
It's short.
Okay.
So I have, I was going to bring it, but it's not a visual thing, so only you would be able to see it. So for April 1st to the 10th, we have what we're going to call a Build-A-Bag giveaway.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Okay. So we have a bag. I'm going to give a bag. But in that bag, you, whoever the winner is, right, gets to fill that bag with a women's t-shirt of their choice, a men's t-shirt of their choice, a sweatshirt of their choice, a hat of their choice, a silk scarf of their choice from our wonderful Clark's Art vendor, a silk bandana of their choice from Clark's Art. They're amazing. A bath bomb or shower steamer of their choice from Iris Mountain.
I just learned about these shower steamers.
I know, they're awesome.
I'm coming in.
A foaming soap of their choice from Iris Mountain.
Oh, wow.
And then all that's going to go in this tote bag. You get to fill this thing up.
And that is a lot of loot.
That's already, I mean, it's over, I think $180 in a value. But then on top of that, Sharon with Hallelujah Hills Jewelry is adding in a wired wrap cabochon that is absolutely gorgeous.
Mm.
Gorgeous. And we are throwing in a wine tote and then some more Iris Mountain goodies. I mean, she has some chapsticks and things that we're going to throw in there as well. So this is going to be a tote that's going to be worth over $225 just in value of what you want to put in it. But it's completely personalized. You get to fill it with anything from our store in those categories mm-hmm. that you want, whether it's for you or you want to fill it with gifts or whatever it is. So we're going to run this.
This is awesome.
It's so cool. I mean, we come across some of the most amazing totes in our travels and what we look at and find. So it's even better because it's a little bigger tote bag that's more spring and summerish. So real excited about that. So it'll have room for you to overfill it. So the way I started this for the last 2 months of March. So you guys have to get used to listening to me saying, trust me. Trust me when I say you're going to love this. So for the last 2 days I was like, enter everybody, you know, let's talk about this. That was the only time they could just flat out enter everybody. So now the only way to get your name into winning this, it's because now we got 10 days left, right? So for every $20 purchase you get, every $20 you spend in our store, you'll get one entry.
Oh, that's
so
fabulous.
You can buy something for yourself today and win a whole bunch more on the 10th because we've got so much more to give.
That's a lot of beans.
It's kind of a lot of
beans. It's a big deal.
And then, you know what? If
you did not disappoint. I just have to say.
I'm just saying. There's lots. And if you happen to choose for one of your goodies, mm-hmm. something from our Unashamed line or our Small Town Proud line, you'll get to see us add the money to the scholarship jar. because we have a scholarship jar that sits on our counter. And since we know that, the money that goes back to the community, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure you know that. So when you purchase, we have our little play money, of course, mm-hmm. and we'll get that out and we'll stuff the jar and you know that you're giving back. So everybody gets
That's a powerful visual, too.
It's huge. It's so much fun.
I understand that. I love that. Well, I feel honored, Mary. Thank you for spilling the beans.
It's a few beans.
Yeah, that's super cool. And I will for sure be going in. I wanted one of the bags that's made out of sweatshirts.
Oh, those are so cool.
I know, and it looked really soft and fuzzy, and I was
everything soft and fuzzy, right? Everything. I don't know how many different ways you can say comfortable and cozy and snuggly, and then we look at all these things that we've still yet to bring out to the floor, and there's some amazing infant and toddler things that are coming out. My kids are grown, mm-hmm. and I just like, because now I can play in the little kid stuff and come up with wonderful ideas for them, because funky monkey baby is really fun to say. And
it really is. It's infectious. I'm not going to lie.
Yes,
I did say that multiple times on my way home, as I mentioned earlier. So I just think that's so great. And thank you for sharing that, because I know you were like, ooh, am I spilling it? Am I not? And I'm like, are you? Let's do it.
I saved it for you.
Peer pressure. Let's do it. I'm so excited. And I hope people listen and go to the lives and now come in and spend their $20. And multiple $20 and get multiple entries.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely no limit to what can happen there.
Well, that's exciting. And then you'll post that live?
Absolutely.
Your winner?
We are going to talk about it on a live tomorrow. We always do our lives on Wednesday. It's just, you know, wacky Wednesday. Let's talk about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a little crazy me. Sometimes you get a lot of crazy me. You never know.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All good stuff.
And so when we'll come back tomorrow, because tomorrow's Friday, and we'll talk about this Build-A-Bag. We'll get a little more explaining, and I will show you the bag. And it's just one of those things. You know, you guys get to fill it with what you want, and that makes it a little more personable. I'm not going to choose what you get. You get to choose what you get.
Right.
So
I love that.
So for those of you listening who want to know more about the bag, we'll be doing a Facebook Live at noon tomorrow. So you can find us on Facebook at the 1257 Boutique. And that's a great way to keep up on those. And we also obviously have an Instagram account. You can follow us there also.
And on your Facebook page, you also have a shop now button.
We do, because the majority of what we have in our boutique is available online. There are usually a couple special items either that we don't have a lot of inventory on, or we can't get, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of. You'd be amazed at how COVID shut down the apparel industry. But so there's some things you'll find in our store that you absolutely will not find online. And, you know, it's
vice
just
versa.
And vice versa. It's kind of a two-way street. But
well, I was just thinking for those people that still maybe aren't comfortable,
absolutely.
You know, getting out and about yet.
We also
just
do
not
personal
quite
shopping,
there,
too. So we've had so much fun doing FaceTimes with people and walking them through and like, well, what about this? Or do you want this in a different color? And we'll shop with them during FaceTime or on a FaceTime call and then box up their stuff and either curbside pick it up or mail it to them.
Oh, I love that.
So, hey, we can be personal shoppers, too.
There's no reason not to go spend your money.
Oh, I know. Personal shopping is
at the 1257 Boutique on Harvard.
On Harvard. The 1257 Boutique.
I was going to date myself earlier, so now I'm going to do it. When I saw the address, and I'm like, oh, that's the old Terry Day studio.
It
and I'm
is.
Like, okay, if I say that, I'm totally going to get dated back to the 80s,
no.
But I'm going to own that.
Absolutely. I sit at my desk in the back, and I'll look at my son. I'll say, hey. I was sitting right here when I had my senior pictures taken.
Right?
He goes, what?
They did all of it.
That's
my senior
right.
pictures, my engagement photos.
That's
did
right.
It all,
so it is. And yes, for those of you that don't, that's a great way to tell people where it is for, you know, people that have been in our community. We are in the old Terry Day building directly across the street from Pete's Drive-In, which Pete's is another icon. So we, you know, flash down people, wave them down that are over there eating their lunch and say, hey, come on over, come shop with us. So, yes, 1257 on Harvard.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. And
oh, Shannon,
and just how organically this happened. And I truly feel blessed. And when I heard the story, I was like, that's exactly what the show's about. Like, we have to have you on here for blessing the pageant after, you know, Sienna coming in and gifting them that. And that's just so wonderful and kind of you. And so I just really think that's what the show's about. And it was just a natural, organic fit. And
I
thank you
it.
For coming on.
Oh, you are so welcome.
I so appreciate it. You hang out with me for the rest of it.
Absolutely.
Right. We're going to take a break, back with more. This is Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And thanks for being here. This is Your Cue, Shannon Sebastian, first program on News Radio 1240 KQEN. You doing okay so far?
I'm still breathing, so I'm hanging in there.
All right, very good. And people can connect with you. I just looked, you mentioned it earlier, so I was looking at your Facebook page and all of that for the program.
Yeah, so... for the program, Your Cue, we have a Facebook page, which is Your and CUE. People always ask me about the Cue. And we will have instant messenger, so people can instant message us during future shows. You can post on there any ideas you have for the shows. You can email us about any ideas you have for the shows. And like we said, we're actually going to read all those, look at those, and try to make it happen as much as we can. So we've already done that some, and we're really excited about it.
So you've got a lot of plans here ahead.
I do. I think we're almost 2 full months already planned out. It's just lots of organic things happening. Lots of people just working out for us. You know, it just kind of was like, this should happen and we should talk about that. And we had already gotten some ideas and already put the effort in before the show even started.
I don't even know what I'm going to do in 2 months at all. And yet you have 2 months planned. This is embarrassing.
Okay, so Tiffany tells me if she gives me a task, I always go above and beyond, and I try to do that. And considering I've actually never done this before, this is literally my first time, unless I've brought my title holders in the past days to the radio show. This is literally my first time and first time ever hosting. So I really wanted to be prepared and wanted to make sure that we were able to convey the message and also the tone of the show, that this is really for the people. And we want it to be by the people, by telling us what they'd really like to hear. And some of the great ideas that we did get were, you know, how to deal with the being isolated during the COVID and how to overcome that and get out and do things. And also some gardening for people that live indoors and how they could get their own herbs and things. And so we had some great, great ideas. But the resounding, I mean, 9 out of 10 resounding was positivity, kindness, being a good citizen, and just getting back to those good morals, ethics, and values, and
absolutely,
and putting it out there. So that was a resounding, I just keep using that word because it was like, that was one of my moments where I was backpedaling and I even went to Alan and I'm like, I don't know. And then we put the post out there on Facebook and it was like, it just honestly just was like, you can't not. I mean, here's everybody saying this is what we want. We want positivity. We want good things. We want to, you know, learn and promote wonderful things happening in our community. And so that's what we're doing. And we're really excited about it and grateful for this opportunity.
And I understand at Premier Insurance, you've got a special anniversary.
We do, and we're really excited, and it starts today. And this is not an April Fool's, so everybody needs to listen up because we're really excited about this. So Alan started the company 25 years ago this month. I think it was on the 16th, 15th or 16th. So we are doing a 25-year anniversary promotion. And so I think we have over 50 prizes that we're giving out, and they total over $5,000 in the loot. So we have some really good things. Our grand prize being, and with this good sunshine, everybody should be super excited about this, is Umpqua Golf Management donated a triple play. And what a triple play is that is a year's membership to the Oak Hills Golf, the Roseburg Golf Course, and the Myrtle Creek Golf Course with a cart for a year.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome. And if you're not a golfer, that's okay. That's okay. We have you covered. You can choose to take the $1,500 cash prize instead. But we also have many other prizes that we'll be giving out, and we'll be announcing that on our first drawing for that will be our April 15th show here live. We'll talk about the first group of winners, so we're really excited about that, and talk more about our anniversary celebration that we're having the following day on the 16th. So we're really excited, want to get that out there, and people can enter by going to our Facebook page. We'd love it if you could like, share, follow, do all those fabulous things, or tag some friends in it, and by going on there and leaving a message and tagging some friends to spread the word, you will be entered in to our drawing. I think right now we have like 500 people in for the drawing now, and so who knows what'll happen by the 15th, and we're really excited for it, and we will be drawing a multitude of winners each day between the 15th and the 29th of the month. Our last show on the 29th will be when we announce the Grand Poopah Prize, so to speak. So we're really excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And many of the employees that I think sets Premier apart have been there for a very long time. We just had some of the ladies retire. But Alan kind of has a way of keeping people around for a long, long time. And so it's really fun for them to share that experience with a lot of our customers. So we're hoping that our customers will come in and congratulate Alan on the 16th and that we'll also get on there on the Facebook page and win some prizes. We're excited to give them out.
So basically, a lot of people over this 25-year period, you've kind of walked alongside them through their lives as well.
So actually, I think Cheryl right now is Ellen's office manager. And Cheryl, I know you're listening, and I love you. So she actually has...
We may have to finish that one
later. We will. That's a good one.
Wrap it up for us.
So she's actually done three generations of drivers, and so that's really super cool.
All right. Out of time for today. Your cue back next week. Part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Shannon, we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.